stupid. Stop looking guilty. You know how it is. I can't leave until that progress bar reaches 100%. Well, don't exhaust yourself. It causes premature aging, you know. Don't worry, Violet. I'll take care. Should be going soon. Her painted-on eyebrows screwed up in a frown of put-on concern. You know, I've noticed that you've been looking very tired. Have you been getting enough sleep? Been sleeping just fine, Violet, he said, jaw set in irritation. Maybe you need to go to the doctor. You know, I had this friend in college. Now, what was her name? Violet, he interrupted through gritted teeth. I'm sorry, but I can't really talk right now. A puzzled expression came over her face, more he thought at his daring to interrupt her than any concern about his strange behavior. What's going on with you, Dominic? I'm beginning to get very worried. I'm fine, okay? There's nothing here for you to worry about, so just go ahead and go home, have a nice weekend, and don't worry about me. He was nearly yelling by the end of it, the stress of the day leaking out in spite of him. Well, okay then, she said with a phony beam. You have a wonderful weekend. Make sure you get some rest. It really looks like you could use it. Will do, Violet. All right, okay? Goodbye. He shouldn't have snapped at her. He shouldn't have let it affect him like this. She would know something was wrong when he didn't come in on Monday. He ran his fingers through his short black hair as he watched her waddle to the elevator. He glanced down at the device. The blinking circle had turned into a steady, penetrating blue, announcing that its inscrutable work was done. Watson braced his trembling hand and pulled it out. He surveyed his desk with the awareness that it would be the last time. It occurred to him that it should feel more poignant than it really did. He wondered whether there was anything he would regret leaving behind and came up empty. Even from his apartment, all he had taken was a little more than an overnight's bag worth of stuff, basic necessities and nothing more. Nothing personal, nothing sentimental. There was nothing that he cared about. He shut down his computer and stood, pushing in his chair. He straightened the stuff on his desk one last time, wondering whether they would scrutinize his calendar, the contents of his drawer, looking for any clue to his disappearance. By the time they did, he would be far away, never to return. Duffel bag in hand, he walked toward the elevator, but his eyes were drawn to Andrea's cubicle across the aisle from his. There was one thing about this place he would miss after all. He thought about her flowing blonde curls streaming down her back, now and then a precious peek at her profile, her delicate upturned nose and her pouty lips. He remembered how often he would sneak a glance at her during the day as she worked. Now, standing at her empty desk, a whiff of her perfume still lingering, it gave him a pang to remember and to think that he would not see her again. But maybe he could do something for her, nothing definite, but maybe something that would allay the creeping guilt of bailing and leaving her behind. He tore a page from a yellow legal pad from a nearby desk and hunched over her chair, scrawled in black Sharpie, "Get out while you still can, D." Below that, he wrote a phone number and then slipped the sheet into her top drawer. That being done, Dom turned on his heels toward the elevator. Standing at his perennial station was the ancient security guard, always a friend, always there. "Bert," he said in terse greeting. Bert tipped his hat and preempted him in pushing the call button. "Late one today, Mr. Watson. You know it. Only 3 more weeks till spring. Maybe you should take that vacation when it comes. You're not looking so hot, if you don't mind my saying so." "I hear you, Bert. The elevator on the left's been acting up for the last hour or so," he said. "They've got it shut down." "Good thing we have to." The elevator car reached the 7th floor with a soft electronic ding and its doors rolled open. It sagged as Dom, thick with muscle and grit, stepped into it. A monitor on the elevator wall played a commercial for men's deodorant as part of the usual endless loop of ads. He pushed the button for the lobby. The last thing he saw as the doors closed was the name Acevedo International in metallic letters on the opposite wall, shrinking to Seved, then Eve, then finally closing on that final V. "Expect